The Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Matis says, "Ze adovar shetziva Hashem ish ki yidor neder." Normally, Chazal are against making shvuos, but when it comes to gidrei arayis, the Chaim HaKadosh says there's a mitzvah in the Torah to make a shvua. Ze adovar shetziva Hashem, he says, is meramez an arayis. It's a tzivui from the Eibishter to make a shvua. And for gidrei arayis. Now the shaila is, how do you make the shvua? If you're stam going to make the shvua that you're not going to call these numbers, you're not going to look at shmutz, it's not going to help. It never helped us, you know, these kind of things. Once the Yetzirah strikes and it's too powerful, the shvua is not going to help. So what's the trick? The trick is to make the shvua in a very smart way. That means that you don't make a shvua that you're not going to do it, but you make a shvua that if you do it, you're going to have to do a knas, a big knas. So that already could be a very big help for people. Sometimes people say, if I'm going to call these numbers, or I'm going to fall, I'm going to have to pay $500 to tzedakah, you know, or something like that, or I'm going to have to fast for 24 hours or whatever. That could be a very big help, because, you know, the person realizes that once he falls, he's gonna have to keep the shvua, you know. Just like he's not gonna throw out Shabbos and Kashas, he's not gonna be over on a shvua, which is such a chomerdika thing. And after he fell, he already doesn't have the taiva burning in him, and he feels bad, and he knows he's gonna have to keep the shvua. So before he even falls, the Yetzirah knows he's gonna have to keep the shvua. So the Yetzirah himself will say, you know what, it's not worth it. But there's a way to make the shvua even more powerful. You ready? This is what you should do. You should take a pen and paper, and you should choose for yourself a small knas and a big knas. The small knas could be something small, like $20 to tzedakah, or fasting for a half a day, or a tainis dibur for a half a day. Something small, nothing major, something that's easy to do, but still it's something that, you know, it's still something. The big knas should be very hard. It should be mamish, like $500, or fasting for 24 hours, or you have to take a bus from Muncie to Borough Park and stay in a shul for a few hours and come home. Mamish your whole day. Whatever it is, something, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, take a bus from Yerushalayim to Meiron and stay there for a few hours. Something very difficult. It's something you know you could do if you have to, but it's something you really, really don't want to have to do, right? And then what you do is you choose a few things that you're going to do before you fall. Lemushel, you're going to call your mother or your brother or a friend just to schmooze for a few minutes, just to get out of your head, to get out of isolation. Not because the addiction breeds in isolation. If when we're isolated, when we're alone, that's when we feel the most the power of the addiction. And the minute that we connect with others and we get out of our heads, you know, so to speak, it becomes much easier. So you could talk to somebody for a few minutes, especially if you have a friend from Guard Your Eyes or somebody you're in touch with about this struggle. You give him a call and you tell him what you're feeling. That could be, let's say, one thing. Another thing is 10 minutes of exercise. A lot of times doing exercise takes out all that sexual energy inside you. If you do 10 minutes of good exercise, you'll feel afterwards, mamish, that the lust passed already. You don't have such an attack anymore. It's a baduk minusa. And a third thing could be, let's say, 10 minutes of Tehillim, right? Whatever, you can choose your own things. I'm just giving you ideas, examples. 10 minutes of Tehillim, 10 minutes of exercise, and 5 minutes to speak to anybody you want on the phone, just to get out of your own head, right? Now, you write these things down on a piece of paper, and you make a shvua, let's say, for 1 month. Never make a shvua for more than a month at first, because you might have to adjust the shvua later. So you make a shvua for 1 month, that any time you fall, and you didn't first do these few things that you decided in the 90 minutes before you fell, you didn't do these three things, so then you have to do the big knas. But if you did these three things and you fell, then you only have to do the small knas. I'm telling you, this Eitzah helps people givaldik. Why does it work? Because Lamaisa, when the Eitzah comes to you and he tells you, Sibrenta fire, it's mamish, you feel you have to fall, then you think to yourself, one second, I can't afford to fall just like that, compulsively. because there's no way I'm going to give $500 now to tzedakah, and there's no way I'm going to fast for 24 hours or take a bus to from Muncie to Bar Park. I don't have koyach for that. No way, you know? So Yetzara, you're going to have to wait. If you want me to fall, you're going to have to wait. Fine, I'll fall, but I have to first do a few things. I have to say 10 minutes of Tillim. I have to do 10 minutes of exercise and speak to somebody. And then, just thinking about the things you have to do, a lot of times that's enough already to stop you, and you say, you know what, I don't have patience now to call someone to say Tillim, to do exercise. I'll push it off for a different time. You know what I'm saying? But even if you end up doing those things on your list, first of all, by doing those things on your list, you'll probably be able to push it off weiter, because the lust comes in waves. If you push it off for a few minutes, and you push it off by doing exercise, and you get out of your head, and you say Tehillim, a lot of times you'll feel it passed already. But even if Chas v'Shalom you end up falling, you should know that you accomplished already a lot, because you caused yourself, you're training yourself that you don't fall compulsively. You're training yourself. There's no such thing as falling compulsively anymore. The addiction works on compulsiveness. If you train yourself, there's no such thing anymore of falling compulsively. Only after I do a few things, you already accomplished a gewalt in helping yourself to stop down the line. So you make this shvua that if I did these three things in the 90 minutes or the hour before I fell, I did these three things, so then I only have to do the small knas. But if I didn't do these three things, the big knas. And it's a tremendous help, because it helps you, first of all, it helps you feel that there's consequences to your actions, because, you know, when you think about Yiras Shamayim, Gan Eden, Gehenim, these things are abstract. You don't feel them in front of you. It's not enough to stop a Yetzirah that's burning. It's a burning fire. It's much stronger than abstract things. But if you know we're talking about a real knas that you're going to feel on your flesh, you know, then that helps a lot. That's number one. And number two, this Eitza of the big knas and the small knas, it helps you to work on compulsiveness, that there's no such thing anymore of acting compulsively. And this is also a tremendous help in stopping the addiction. So you have to write this down on a piece of paper carefully before you make the shvua. You have to decide small knas, the big knas, and the things you're going to do before you fall. And then you make a shvua, and you say shvua for 1 month from today, that if I have an afila, and I did X, Y, and Z in the 90 minutes before the nefila, so then I only have to do this. Then I only have to do this small knas. But if I didn't do these three things, you know, in the 90 minutes before I had the nefila, then I have to do the big knas. You write it down carefully on a piece of paper, and when you're happy with the nusach, you make the shvua, and you'll see tremendous hatzlacha v'ez Hashem with this etzah. We've seen a lot of people who have been matzliach with this etzah. Now, you should remember one thing. This etzah is sacha kol a geder. It's a very strong geder. It's like you take a gorilla, and you put him in a fence, electric fence, and he can't break free of the fence. But if he's going to stay a gorilla his whole life, then at some point he's going to keep smashing against the fence, and one day he's going to break through the fence. So you have to also change the gorilla into a mensch, you understand? You can't rely only on the fence. That's why I'm suggesting that you also go to the 12-step phone conferences that we have, because the 12-step program will give you a whole new way of thinking. It'll help you change your motivations and your ritzoinus, and help you be less selfish and more honest and more humble, and how to connect to the Rabbeinu Shloim, and how to ask the Rabbeinu Shloim to do the work for you. It's a whole new way of thinking and living that will change the behemoth inside you into a mensch, you understand? So you can't only rely on the gather. But since the 12-step program takes time, it takes, you know, it's a whole paradigm shift in thinking. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes work. So you can't rely only on that for now. Now you need to have a strong fence meanwhile, you understand? So you need to have both. That's our shita. So we feel that this is a very, very helpful etzah to put up a very strong fence. And at the same time, you should be working through the 12-step program that's going to help you, Mitzvah Shem, to change inside. Hatzlacha.